T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm a member of the Jack Pack. And
Same.
And our pal Jack Edwards from Nesson joins us this morning to talk Bruins. Hey, Jack.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's game day.
Yeah, I know, baby.
It is game day. You have probably been up since 3 a.m. doing your doing your prep for the broadcast, I would guess.
Yeah, well, you know, it's this has turned into a really good rivalry between the Bruins and the Maple Leafs, and Toronto's playing great right now, and the Bruins are trying to bring it up a notch and equal the effort and execution that they showed in game two at home. Because if they don't tonight, they're down 3-1. So
yeah,
you might look for a really intense effort tonight.
I hope so. I mean, I feel like most of the criticism has been on that first line, and certainly last year that first line was very successful against this Toronto team. Is do you expect that Coach Cassidy would change that up at all tonight?
I got a feeling that he's going to give Bergeron, Marchand, and Pasternak a few shifts to establish themselves, but I think he's going to switch it up if it doesn't work again.
Yeah.
Toronto did a tremendous job of muffling the effect of that line all night in Game 3, and you know, as much as we want to put it all on the Bruins and say, you know, it's up to them, there are two teams out there playing, and they're both trying to win. And Toronto did a stupendous job of playing to its style of game, which is accelerating through the neutral zone and pouring into the Boston end with speed and options. And the other thing that's changed year to year with the Maple Leafs is that they've really gotten good at protecting leads in the third period. Time once was that they would continue to trade chance for chance, even if they had the lead late, but not two nights ago. You know, the Leafs really have learned to be conservative and protect the puck. And if the Bruins can continue to play the body with intensity and make better decisions than they made a couple of nights ago, I think you're looking at a real thrilling game tonight.
I you know, Jack, it's LB. I go with the Terry O'Reilly theory. Number one, punch him in the mouth, and number two,
yep,
get it out and get it in. I think,
yep,
I think they're having issues, you know, playing on the front end and not getting out of the back end, and I think it, you know, that's probably one of the biggest things that they need to do is just play simple hockey and play physical and punch him in the app.
Yeah, I think that they were a little wary going into Game 3 because rumor had it that the NHL conducted a conference call among its on-ice officials after Game 2's temperature had risen up to the point where LB would have been really in his comfort zone. But but I think they were intentionally sending a message by letting that rumor get out, whether it was founded or not. And I think it kind of put a crimp in the Bruins' style. But you know as well as anybody, LB, when you're facing a prospect of going down 3-0 to whatever in a series, you don't want your opponent to get there, and you got to play to your identity. And the Bruins' identity is to put the body on anybody who dares to touch the puck.
Right.
So from that, all good things flow, we hope. We'll see tonight.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
When it comes to, you know, the experience that a lot of these guys have, do you think that there's enough experience where being down is not a big issue for them. I mean, sometimes maybe with a younger team that doesn't have the playoff experience, when it comes to leadership, they can get down and not come back from that. Do you think these guys have enough of the core leadership group that has that experience, Jack?
Absolutely. I think that they absolutely keep their composure and stick with the system while they're down. The difference is that if we go to what LB's saying, and I agree with him, you know, get it out, get it in. Toronto is so fast as a team and really aggressive on the puck that it's sometimes hard to retrieve the puck once you get it in the neutral zone. You know, the Maple Leafs are as quick and skilled, no comma in between, as any team in the league. And so it becomes incumbent on the Bruins forwards to work really hard for the defensemen when they're trying to get those exit passes, really to help out their D and let Boston accelerate through the neutral zone and give themselves some options off the rush. And once they get the puck into the attacking zone, as Jay Pandolfo told Brick after the second period a couple of nights ago, you know, they got to get the puck behind Toronto's D because Toronto's D does not like contact. And if the Bruins can get the puck in deep, get it forward of the goal line and go to work on the end boards, that's where good things have been happening in this series for Boston.
Well, and it's so frustrating. I feel like the opportunity is there with Tampa Bay being swept, that you just, I mean, you just want to see the Bruins advance here. You know what I mean? If they could just get through this, I feel like they'll gel a little bit.
Well, Columbus took a little page out of the Terry O'Reilly manual, didn't they? You know, they more or less punched Tampa Bay in the nose with their style of play, really physical. They swarmed all over the ice, and I can promise you that last night was the greatest night in NHL history in the city of Columbus, because it's the first time they've ever won a series, and it's the first time since the President's Trophy actually became a thing in the 1980s that a President's Trophy winner has been swept in the first round. That, you know, we got a saying in our crew at Nesson, and by the way, pregame at 6 tonight and game time 7 play-by-plays on Nesson tonight. We've got a saying, be prepared to be surprised during the playoffs, because that's what happens every single year. And I don't think there was a soul on the face of the earth who said that both the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Tampa Bay Lightning would get swept in the first round, but here we are.
And let's hope it's not the you-know-whos that are mentioned. Well, it's not going to be a sweep. So, all right. Well, it's going to be exciting tonight. And I was serious when we started talking to you. I want how many hours? And this is a concept that is foreign to our sports director. How many hours of prep do you put in per game, Jack?
Including watching video, it's probably somewhere between 7 and 11 hours before every game.
So you got me, Jack. You got me by an hour.
LB does 7 to 11 minutes.
Please.
And he does it at 6:50 for the 7 o'clock sports report.
Listen, I'm a whole different ball game. Jack is a professional. He is the best of the best. And give my buddy Brick a high five, because you guys are what I believe the best tandem in hockey.
Well, thanks, LB. And you know, you and Brick have been inside the boards when they lock the door. And I never have. And so I've got to do the prep that you live. And that's the difference. And Brick's ability to break down a situation and explain it in 8 to 11 seconds is unparalleled. I've never worked with somebody who can analyze and put it into words that everybody can understand and enjoy so much. It's really a thrill to work with that guy every single night.
Well, you know, Jack, I'll tell you, because we all, I got to play with Brick for a long time, but I nicknamed him Junk, because he was so thorough, and he would stick handle through a team twice, because he was so methodical And you live it with him, you know, because you work with him. He broke down the game. He knew the game, knows the game so well, and prepped so well. It was phenomenal to play with him.
Well, let's hope he's talking about a lot of Bruins goals tonight.
Yeah.
Jack, a 781 texter would like to know if you were happy with the way the round peg square hole analogy went the other night.
Jam it in there any way you can, baby.
All right.
Well, Jack, my favorite is they sent you down the river.
Yep.
That's
that was from playing pond hockey as a kid.
Yeah.
You know? when somebody would have the puck and you'd finally get it away from them when you were just playing shinny, you'd just turn and fire it down the river. You want it back, go get it.
All right. Well, we'll be watching tonight, Jack, and go Bees. All right.
All right, thanks.
All right. Thanks. There he is. There's Jack Edwards. And he said 6 o'clock pregame and 7 o'clock start for the Boston Bruins this evening. Mm-hmm. And a pivotal game for our beloved Bruins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.